Mischke, AM 1500, KSTP.
Back with Johnny Hyde, Mr. News, Mr. Roadhouse, a station musicologist, and a member of the old broadcast team. Johnny, I'm asking a volunteer from the audience to come up with a lighter and light your news before you deliver it. So who brought a lighter? Step right up, sir, and light John's news on fire. Someone get the lighter from him, won't you?
Yes. This time, don't throw it onto the wood chips while lit.
All right. John will not start reading until you light
his
news.
It's a lot of news. I'll never get to it.
Light the bottom.
No, the bottom.
Yeah. All right. 76 degrees in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
And the burning begins.
Crews are about to begin repairing the pedestrian walkways on the Highway 43
bridge. Get out of the way now, sir.
MnDOT says the project ouch will also...
John, finish the news. Finish the news.
I can't.
John.
It's too late. It's gone. It's gone.
No,
there's no
it's
news
not
left.
Gone. There's more news there.
Okay, let's read the side of the news then.
It's burning
faster this year than it did last year.
Why didn't you let this part be lit?
I didn't want to burn my hand.
This part.
I didn't want to do two at once.
You know what? Smoking.
Once again.
I can't have a lighter.
Right.
Sorry.
Lighter man. Where's lighter man? Come back.
Now, lighter man.
We did this before, and I was able to get through it, and you weren't. Now watch. See
all
if
right,
it works this way.
All right, you're going to get through. You're in the middle of a story there at the top, so what are you going to do? That's a sound bite there, see? So
what we're
doing
today...
You better read the last story right there.
I feel embarrassed. I couldn't make eye contact with him. I was flushed. I took probably 5 or 6 minutes just to... get enough. What kind of a news story is this? A German man of
we'll
the
never know. It's burnt.
Reported during the Olympics, they were part of a flag burning. Flag burning? Free Tibet last. Any of the. It was a hot day at the fair that afternoon. People said they were walking around like matchsticks. John! Oh my God! Go get him! John! Whoa!
I knew my mom's hair wouldn't survive this thing.
God,
am I on fire?
After all these years,
no, you're good.
After all these years,
your
it is still
ruined.
So fun to play with fire. That's why I never could have been a fireman. Who wants to put it out? That's not fun.
Did we get any news out of that?
Yeah, I don't know, Johnny. Try them.
Same as usual.
So maybe we'll just let the people out there deliver what they think to be the big story of the day.
Okay.
Let's see. Who looks like they might be in tune with the pulse of the Twin Cities area? Oh, you've been pointed to by the guy behind you. What? After walking around today, and I'm sure you're a member of this fine community here in the Twin Cities area, what is your general sense of the big story, perhaps the one we're all missing?
Ooh, it's a hard one.
Your mind's on Brett Favre and only Brett Favre, right?
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Yeah, should have known better. Sometimes it's best to go to the children. What do you think is the news story none of these adults are talking about, and they need to start talking about it because it affects you?
When?
Don't feed her. Was that Dad feeding you a line? You know, sooner or later, you got to break with that guy and find your own way in life. Because in a lot of houses, these guys lead you down the wrong path anyway. Do you have a mother you can turn to?
She's not here right now.
Okay, but you can when he starts doing stuff like he's doing now, telling you how to think, what to say. You can turn to a woman, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you might want to start that now. How old are you?
9.
Yes, start now. I've talked to 6 kids today. They're all 9 years old. Don't know what's going on. Beer already, huh, fella? How many is that for you?
Now or my whole life?
No, your whole life. No, let's just start with today.
One.
One beer, huh? It's got to be getting warm.
It's getting there.
Where'd you buy the beer?
When? About 5 minutes before I came here.
And you could just buy a beer and stroll around the fair. How many more years do you think that's going to be possible? This has to be the last place they allow that in the country. More and more, it's little Las Vegas. You can drive around, you can walk around with a beer here, you can drive around with a beer here, interestingly, if you stay on the fairgrounds in the little drinking golf cart. Have you seen those?
No, but that sounds like a good way to...
Look for a midget driving. There's a little guy who was on it earlier. Who are you?
I am Ted Kanin.
What?
Ted Kanin.
Oh, Ted Kanin. I thought it was one name. Ted Kanin. I was going to say, Hunderska, Hunderska, Hunderska. I had an Irish, or who was the fella on we had? His name was Uriah Nibby?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I should have sent him over to Souchere and Royce. Seeing if he passed the name contest there.
Name. It's not a baby.
Oh, it's got to be a baby. Sasquatch lives! I thought you were a costume, man. Looking good.
It's not a hoax.
What does your T-shirt say?
Stupid raisins, stay out of my cookies.
And is this some code you and your wife have late night? What does that mean?
I hate raisins.
Really? Yeah. Enough to put it on a T-shirt?
Oh, I saw the shirt and I knew it was a natural for me.
Stupid raisins, stay out of my cookies. Have you had many comments on that, or...
I've had quite a few today, yep.
All negative?
All positive.
Really? Okay. All right. T-shirts are fun to look at. Who do you have on yours there?
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, my God. Could we... We have a guy over here who's a John Hinckley lookalike, if you want to step this way. Look at John over there trying to earn money.
It's tough. It's a tough gig.
Only he has an easier job than I do.
Look at these ashes. You could have cleaned them up at least. Come on, what do you do? John was just telling me earlier, I said, is it okay if we do news a little late? He says, Tommy, I don't do anything out here. Nancy writes the news. I sit around and wait to read it.
That's it.
You know how many people out there want your job? Tell them what time you arrive at the station every day.
Today or a normal day?
Normally.
Normal day, I get there about 11:45.
And you leave at?
6:15.
That is considered a full-time job. And again?
Weekends, too, don't forget, though. Work weekends.
Did you get that gig?
No, I work Saturday mornings every other Saturday morning.
Oh, okay, yeah. And they
always have, Tommy.
Boy, they crack the whip Saturday morning for you. I've heard Suchere and Royce, boy, they make you read maybe an extra news story.
It's tough.
A community bulletin.
Yeah, I do the community bulletin.
Yeah. You go to school for that, John?
I did go to school, though.
Tell the folks what school.
Moorhead State University.
Moorhead State.
Now it's Moorhead State College.
I think it's now a Moorhead State brochure. You look at it and you...
It's a large college. It's in Moorhead, Minnesota, a large college.
Well, John, have you had a chance to sample one of the plants as I have?
No, I'm going to pass. Thanks.
Okay. Well, we'll be back, Johnny. Thanks for a hard-working news segment again.
Anytime.
Great.
We'll have you back at the top of the hour to earn those dollars again. And people say it's not coal mining.
Actually, he doesn't even have to work at the top of the hour. We got Paul Harvey.
Okay,
so he gets another break.
I got a 40 minutes there, pal.
Here, okay.
All right. We'll be back live from the fair, AM 1500 KSTP.